The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto. Hope you're well. It is 8:37 here in Spain, so it's, what, 22:08 in the UK, 7:40-ish. What day is it? It is Thursday, and so here in Spain, it's a little bit cooler today. There was someone drilling yet again. I don't know why people drill so early in Spain. It just seems to be, hey, it's early, let's get everybody up and drill. But there we go. So I'm filming outside, so you may hear a couple of cars going past. Hey, Marcus, hope you're well. So in this morning's video, I wanted to talk to you about YouTube and about how specifically that fits into your marketing. So there's a couple of things just on YouTube immediately I need to say. So just recently, they changed the rules on earning income off YouTube. You've now got to be doing 1,000 subscribers, and you've got to have, I think it's something like 4,000 minutes, something like that, in the last month of views. So you just need to keep an eye on that. And so the bottom line, first of all, is to try and get as many people subscribed to YouTube as you can to your specific channel. So you need to go, maybe if you're posting a video into groups, for example, when people like it, put under the comments, come and subscribe so we can see more. And then you could put a little explanation even in brackets saying, we're trying to get over 1,000 subscriber mark. Come and help me achieve that. But, you know, people will help you do that sometimes. Sometimes they won't, because that's just people. But you've got to get over that 1,000 sub. Once you get over 1,000 sub, really, the 4,000 minutes or 40,000 minutes, I forget what those numbers are, then that will get easier, obviously, because you've got more subscribers, but you've got to get the subscribers. So, like, I'm not over 1,000 subscribers either, by the way. It's only because YouTube changed the rules recently as we started growing it. We had, like, 350. We've now doubled it in maybe 2 or 3 months. And we've not spent any money in building the subscriber base, and maybe we probably should just get us over that 1,000 threshold. Minutes wise, I'm not quite sure what we've done in terms of how many minutes we've had viewed, but I do know we've had over 250,000 views on the videos, which is phenomenal, right? When you think about it, it's just little old me talking bollocks to the camera, and 250,000 people have seen it, so that's always nice. So but there's a bigger aspect here, which is to do with how you're going to integrate your YouTube into your overall marketing plan. So a couple of things I want to say. First of all, you should have a podcast. That goes without shadow of a doubt. Second of all, you should have YouTube videos. And I'll tell you why. I'll give you a really good real life example of how a YouTube video made me $5,000, right? It literally made me $5,000 overnight. So this is how it happened. So we had a podcast, we were on iTunes, this guy's looking for a property coach, he finds my podcast on iTunes, that's been new and noteworthy in iTunes as well, by the way, which is really cool. So it's always nice when you release a podcast and it goes straight up into the new and noteworthy. It's like being in the Radio 1 top 10. So we got that up and running, and then he found me on that, and whilst he was listening to a podcast, he went and found a couple of my YouTube videos. And one of my YouTube videos was a video called Dealing with Overwhelm. And I'm literally, I've got a selfie stick and a video camera, i.e. my phone. And I'm walking the dog. And in the background, the dog's taking a leak. She's having a wee. And anyway, he's watching that video, Dealing with Overwhelm. And then he goes to my website, fills in a strategy form. We speak the next morning, which happened to be Sunday morning at 8 a.m. because I was picking up some clients from the airport. They were coming over to the villa for a couple of days. And by 11 o'clock in the morning, he'd paid $5,000 for some coaching. So all of that happened, one, because he found me on the podcast, and two, because he liked what he saw on the video. So all of this stuff, it's like baking, I call this a marketing cake. So people just do podcasts, or people just do leaflet drops, or people just do videos, or people just do blogging, right?
And then they wonder why they're not getting any traction. It's because just doing one thing isn't going to work. You've got to do blogging. Blogging is written word, right? You've got to do blogging, you've got to do audio, and you've got to do video, because they're the only three ways that we're taking information, right? I hate watching webinars, but I can listen to a webinar. Like, imagine that. Imagine that 40% of the people don't really want to watch a webinar, but they'll listen to it. And you're only doing a webinar or you're only doing a video. So, for example, on this video, what we're likely to do is we'll do this video, we'll extract the audio, and we'll have a podcast from it. So we do a video, we extract the audio, and we've got a podcast. Now we've broken down two of those three things that we need. The third thing, I'll be honest, I can't be bothered doing. I know that we should, but I can't be bothered. It costs money, and I'm too tight. I'm a northerner. It's just not going to happen. And it's not even that much money. It's like $1 a minute. But if I'm doing, you know, 60 minutes, that's worth of video or podcasting, which, let's say I do that every day, it soon starts to add up. I'm not paying $60 a day. But the reason why you want a podcast is that people can take your content with you while they're out on your tube, while they're out running, while they're making dinner, whatever it happens to be, driving to work and so on. So let me just draw a diagram as to why you need all of these different things and how this builds up to this marketing cake. Because the marketing cake, now imagine you're baking a cake, okay, and you've finished baking the cake and now you want to take the eggs out. Of a flour. You can't do it because it's baked, and that's what your marketing should look like. Like, I know you should be tracking where your leads come from, but the more difficult you find that, the better your marketing will be working because you've got more things going out. So if I was to ask that guy, well, how did you find us? And he might say, YouTube video. Well, actually, it wasn't. He came through from an iTunes podcast. And what made you fill in the form? It could be the YouTube video, but it wasn't. It was the fact that he found me on iTunes. Because you've got to get found first, right? That's the first difficulty. It's like KLT. We've got to know you, we've got to like you, and we've got to trust you. Okay, let's just draw a quick diagram and just show you how that will integrate into a business. So what you should have is a website. I know some people say you don't need a website in 2018. I would 100% say that that's incorrect. You 100% need a website. Because the guy that found me on iTunes, he went over to my website, right? And if I had nothing on there, if it didn't look very good, some people might think it still doesn't look good. That's okay. But if they found me, or couldn't find my website, rather, then that's not going to help me close any business. He couldn't have filled in the strategy form. So you've got to have a website, okay? So, and we'll do website stuff on a different video. But within your website, let's just redraw this, make it a bit easier. So within your website, what you need is, so you've got your homepage, okay, and then you've got some other pages that hang off that. I can't draw this morning. So like an about us, products, some other bullshit. Okay, so that's what you need. That's like your basic website, okay. Then what you want to be doing is you want to be creating a YouTube video. One, two, three. You should be creating one of these every day, by the way. This video that I'm creating now, that you're watching, will get uploaded to YouTube later on. Before it gets uploaded, it's going to go over to my Bulgarian video designer. He's going to top and tail it, put some music on it, make it look good. It's going to make me look good, which is always nice. And then we're going to upload it to YouTube. And then this YouTube, it gets embedded in a web page. So let's just draw the web page. This is what the web page will look like. It's got a YouTube video, and then it's got a call to action. So after someone watches the video, so that's the video there. It's embedded on a web page, and this web page is hanging off your website. Just wait for the truck to go past. It literally is a truck. There you go. So you want your YouTube video to be embedded in a web page. And then what happens is you take the web page and you share that on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. So you're constantly driving traffic back to your website. Now, what will happen is they're watching this YouTube video, okay, which is embedded in YouTube, but somebody using Google, they might just find you. It depends what your keywords are, but they might just find you. So we got a video called How to Be a Property Sourcer. So if you go type How to Be a Property Sourcer, pretty much guaranteed that'll be number one. it probably beating the rest of the rankings. But even if it's not, you'll find that I've got some other rankings that are up the top that actually has that video embedded in it, okay? Because it's all keyword optimized. So then we take that and then we send it out to Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. It drives traffic back. And then it's got a call to action. People then subscribe to the email address or come and join us in our private group or whatever. And this is how it works. Now, you might go, well, I've done one YouTube video and I did that 2 weeks ago and it looks really good. But the problem is it's not enough, right? You need to be doing a video every single day. And when you do a video every single day, you also want to be extracting. Well, I'm going to fall over. You're going to extract the MP3. So let me, I'm just going to take a picture actually and show you the, and I put it in the comments section below and I'll show you what I've actually got. Okay, there we go. Let's see if it works from a different angle. Yeah, that'll do. And I'll just show you the equipment that I've got set up because it's not anything fancy at all. You really don't need a lot of money. You just got to start. That's the key. So, and then once you started, get your YouTube code, embed it on a web page, have a call to action. But you need to understand what your sales funnel is going to be, okay? So let me just get rid of this. And I tell you what I'm going to do. We'll do another video a little bit later on, and we'll do one about sales funnels as well. And then you can get a good idea as to how it all integrates. All right, I hope that's useful this morning. I just wanted to introduce you to how you should be utilizing YouTube as part of your marketing efforts and embed it in your website and so on. Start doing that so you start generating some interest in your business and therefore. All right, we'll speak to you on the next video. My name's Dan Latter. Take care, guys.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.